and that he heard from her, maybe not, but if this is the reason, then she should leave that off, and she should make the relationship between her and her daughter be one of goodness, one of reminding each other to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it should be a relationship that is based on helping them in obedience to Allah azza wa jal.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. سائل يقول فضيلة الشيخ حفظكم الله، هنا في الغرب نحن أحيانا نتعرض لبعض المشاكل من الكفار مثل الإهانة اللفظية وغير ذلك، فنجد الكافر أحيانا يشير بالأسابيع عبارة عن الفعل القبيح، أو أحيانا يصيح علينا ونحن في السيارة، فهل يجوز لنا أن نجازيهم أو نتعامل معهم بالمثل، أو نقف السيارة ونحددهم بالمثل؟ فما هو الجواب الرباني حتى أيضا يكون سببا لدعوتهم إلى الإسلام؟ The question is, we are living as a minority in the land of the kuffar. Many incidents of verbal abuse occur here. For instance, you may be driving a vehicle and some of the kuffar use hand signals or yell out to you. Are you able to retaliate with them like them? Should you also make hand signals back to stop the car, to threaten them in order to, or should you have sabr so that you can also give them da'wah to al-Islam? Afiduna barakallahu feekum.
Naam.
Aswal wadi ya Shaykh?
Naam.
Naam.
الجواب يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذيء، وهذا البذاء صدر من كافر أو غير من كافر أو مسلم لا يقابل بالمثل، لأن الفحش مرفوض وخلق ذميم، والواجب على المسلم أن يجتنبه وأن يبتعد عنه. والله عز وجل يقول وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كرامة في صفات عباد الرحمن، وإذا كان أمكن في هذا الوقت الذي يفعل فيه هذا الرجل مثل هذا الكلام نصحه ودعوته إن كان ممكنا يفعل، وإلا يعرض الإنسان كما قال القائل وأمر على السفيه يسبني فأمر ثمة وأقول لا يعنيني، كأنك لم تره وكأنك لم تسمع، كأنك لم ترى منه إشارة ولم تسمع منه كلاما، أعرض عن الجاهلين. شيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he went on to answer the question by saying that the answer to this question is, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the Muslim is not one who curses and curses others, nor is he one who is a constant criticizer, nor does he have a filthy mouth or filthy action. He said this type of filth that is done with these hand signals and verbal threats or verbal abuse is not to be retaliated with its like. You do not retaliate to it with its like. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is because the believer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is not filthy in his actions, nor in his statements. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in describing the servants of Ar-Rahman, he said, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And if they pass upon some people that are doing a lagu, which here it can mean any type of false action or the like, then they walk by in a noble manner. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Shaykh brought this later, وَعَارِدًا الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from those people who are ignorant. The Shaykh said, however, if it is possible at all to give this person advice or to give him some type of da'wah, then this should be done. And if it is not possible, then one should walk by them, as the poet said, and I may walk by a foolish person, and he curses me, and I keep on walking, and I say that doesn't concern me. Meaning that you walk by these type of people and you deal with these type of people like you didn't even see him do anything and like you didn't hear him say anything. Nah. Nah.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. سائلة تقول إذا كان عند النساء المحاضرة الدينية في الدور الثاني من المسجد ودخل وقت الصلاة فهل يجب عليهن الصلاة؟